Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. We have great news. Our brand new Planet Shakers single, We Raise, is now available on all streaming platforms. We can't wait for you to be blessed by this song, so check it out. Now to this week's podcast.
I want to speak to you on today the ultimate victory. The ultimate victory. Because we go through challenges in life, but the ultimate victory is when we stand before Jesus. And he says, well done, you good and faithful servant. If you're a visitor here, I don't usually cry like this all the time, but if footballers can play football games for their dad or their mum or whatever, I'm going to preach for him today. I told this story a few months ago, or maybe a little while ago. Robert Morris's mum was about to graduate to heaven. And he said to her, Mom, are you scared? Are you nervous? And she said, no, Robert, I'm not nervous. I'm not scared. And he goes, why is that? She said, I've lived every day of my life for this moment that when I walk into heaven and I see Jesus, my Savior, I have lived every moment of my day, of my life for this moment. And I can tell you that my dad did the same. He gave his all for God's kingdom. And he's in heaven with my mum right now, skinnier, with hair. No, he has hair anyway. I got it from my mum's side. Her dad had no hair. Thank you very much. Why did he marry a woman who had a bald dad? That's one thing I have to get over in life. But anyway, But Romans chapter 8, remember this year's a year of victory, Romans chapter 8. Can anything separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day and we have been slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor fears for today, nor worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky or above or earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus. Nothing. Last week when I spoke to him, he said, I want to go home. And he's 87 right now. He turned 88 in a month. He says, I want to go home. And I said, I thought he was just joking, to be honest, or complaining, because he wasn't really happy with the nursing home he was in. And within 8 days, he went home. And I went in there. I didn't get there in time, but doesn't matter. I'd said all I had to say. My dad's a very organized person. 3 years ago, he sat me down and he said, this is what I want in my funeral. He's picked the songs. He's told me what he wants. He's given me the plot of land, the where we bury, and he's got everything sorted. So I'm all good for the funeral. We got there and he was just lying there, and I just thought of this scripture, absent from the body is present with the Lord. And if we understand what this is, just the rehearsal to our destiny in heaven. And in 2 Corinthians, it says, for we know when this earthly tent, our body, we live in is taken down, that is when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God himself, not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies. We long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we'll put on the heavenly bodies, we will not be spirits without bodies. And when we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. That's called getting old. You get back conditions, you sigh. Gravity hits you in a big way and you get injections to keep it up. And our bodies groan. It says this, but it's not what we want to die and get rid of these bodies that close us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies. My dad has a new body today, so that these bodies will be swallowed up by life. God Himself has prepared us for this as a guarantee. And this is unbelievable. This is awesome. This is Pentecost Sunday today. And my dad is one of the generals of Pentecost in the last 50 years in Australia and beyond. And on the Friday before the day of Pentecost, and what's the Holy Spirit there? He's there to comfort you. He's there to be your advocate. He's there to come alongside. That's why I could worship online at home, but I just wanted to get with family today. And I just wanted to worship with family today, because we are the family of God. I have my immediate family, my kids, Amy and my son-in-law, my mother-in-law's here, and my family. They're my immediate family, but we are God's family. I have two dads, Abba Father, the original OG, the original father, and my earthly father. My earthly father was good, but my heavenly father is way better. And you might have a good earthly father, have no earthly father, or have a bad one. I'm here to tell you, your heavenly father, our dad, our family, our father is good, and he's good all the time. And even though we go through challenges in life, he is there for us. And he says, I'll give you the Holy Spirit, and he will give you power to be my witnesses. To be my witnesses. You see, today, I'm not here for people to feel sorry for me. I'm here to be a witness that our dad is good, and he's good all the time. Grab your seat. Thank you for being kind. It says this. It says, so we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing. People of victory live by believing. Yes, we are fully confident that we'd rather be away from these earthly bodies so that we'll be at home with the Lord. So whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please Him. For we all must stand before Christ to be judged, and we will all receive what we deserve for the good or evil we've done in this earthly body. And I'm here to tell you today that my dad wasn't perfect. He was very kind and very loving. On few occasions he would get mad. I remember one time my brother borrowed his car. My brother has a two-door car. My dad had a four-door car. And my brother went to get these chairs from the church in my dad's car. So we put the chairs in the back. My brother doesn't have back doors. And we're in this little driveway, and my brother drove out, and he forgot to shut the back door. So the back door of the car, we couldn't shut. So all the way home, I was holding that back door, and I get home, and it's bad, and my dad comes out, and he's not happy, and my mother says, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Quick, boys, go to bed. So at 5 o'clock, we were in bed, and we could hear the door that was unshuttable shut. My dad wasn't perfect, but what he was a man who loved God and said, I want to give my whole life to the cause of His kingdom. And lived his whole life. I stand here today. My children stand here today. My future grandchildren, he has grandchildren. We all about serving Jesus. Because one day we will stand before Him, and we all will give an account what we did for Him. And it's not our goodness that gets us to heaven. It's our obedience to Him and giving our life to Him that gets us to heaven. It says, those dying bodies, so we can't take these bodies to heaven because they cannot inherit what will last forever. But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret, that some of us will not all die. We'll be transformed. And, about Jesus coming back. And it'll be happening in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised and live forever. And we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then immortal bodies, that when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, the scripture will be fulfilled. death is swallowed up in victory. Today, my dad is not defeated. He's living in victory in heaven. And the truth is, one day all of us are going to pass from this earth to the next earth. And all this is a preparation for that victory march down those streets of gold, and where all heaven cheers and claps and says, "Well done, you good and faithful servant." Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? And amazing, it says, for sin is a sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're on the winning team. So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and be immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know what? That nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. We have our miracle offering coming up. It's never useless. Serving as an usher is never useless. Ringing up somebody and encouraging them in the Lord is never useless. Loving people who don't love you is never useless. Doing the right things and forgiving when people have hurt you is never useless. Worshiping God is never useless. Attending God's house is never useless. Everything we do for God. So a few points. Number one, heaven is the ultimate victory. It is the ultimate. We don't live for the now, we live for eternity. We live with a heavenly mindset, one eye on today, one eye on the future. And today, it is a year of victory, and I can tell you, even though I'm sad and I'll miss my dad, I know that nothing can separate me from God's love, and I know that He has walked into heaven. No more tears, no more sorrow, worship 24/7. Walking in the glory of God, having the knowledge of Him in all His goodness and all, and there's no hindrance in knowing Him. He is victorious this morning, and it's the ultimate victory. It is the ultimate victory. Yes, we grieve and we mourn, but I understand. I'm not grieving out of mourning, out of not ever going to see Him again. I will see Him again. I will see my mum again. I will see people I've loved again. Because heaven is the ultimate victory. In a year of victory, God decided in His wisdom and His grace to graduate my dad to heaven. So I'm sad in one sense, but I'm also very grateful. He says, so secondly, we will have new bodies that are immortal. That's cool. I'll be the greatest footballer in heaven, but everyone will be great. So that's a problem. My body won't decay. I'll be able to contain the glory of God. You know, we're talking about Pentecost Sunday. The Holy Spirit comes upon you. When the Holy Spirit touched me so powerfully in 1996, where the fire of God became so strong in my body, and God said, start a conference called Planet Shakers, and I didn't know what that was. But after 30 minutes, I said, God, I can't handle this anymore. Your glory is so much. My mortal body couldn't handle it. But in heaven, I'll be able to handle it all the time. And it'll be absolutely amazing. I'm just getting a glimpse of what heaven's like. But my body here, it was so good, but I couldn't handle it for too long. But when I'm in heaven, this body will be victorious. There'll be a six-pack and I won't even have to try. Gyms will be out of business. Clayton will be whatever we want to be. Here's number three. We don't mourn like those who have no hope. Today you can have hope in Jesus. He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life. He is your hope. As soon as you lose hope, see today, I can stand here before our amazing family and preach with hope. Why? Because I know that 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 when I graduate from this earth, I will see my dad and my mum again. Because I've asked Jesus into my life to forgive me of all my sin, to have a brand new start, to have my sin to be forgiven. And he forgave it in a moment. When my mum graduated heaven, God was really kind to me because he gave me a picture of her walking into heaven and heaven cheering. This is the moment she lost her breath. And I was around her bed with my brother and my dad. And it was a really awesome moment, in one sense, sad in another. And we were singing, "Lift up your eyes, all of heaven's in worship." And as we began to worship around my mum's bed and she took her last breath, I saw heaven cheering, so I started cheering. Yeah, thank you, Lord. And I all of a sudden thought, oh no, people are listening to me. And they're probably cheering that she must have been a really bad mother, and I was cheering that, God, you've taken her, thank you. No, but God gave me this picture. You know, when you go through challenges, you have more compassion on people, by the way. I got called and they said, your dad's organs are shutting down on Friday. I was talking to him on Wednesday. He was in a bit of pain, but he wasn't in hospital. And it was amazing. As soon as I knew it was his last day, I began to cry. And then I had to catch a plane. I had to book a plane. They're very expensive. You got to get in 2 hours. That's a very expensive plane ticket. And anyway, I'm there and I know that I'm really on the edge of crying. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to wear sunglasses on the plane. I've been quite critical of people who wear sunglasses on planes. I've been like, you don't need sunglasses on the plane. Look at you. You think you're a rock star. Get rid of the sunglasses. And now I have great compassion for people who wear sunglasses on planes. It is amazing what happens. But we don't mourn like those with no hope. I'm sad in one sense, but I'm joyous in another, because he's where he wants to be. He's had a good life. He said to me, Russell, 55 years of ministry, 50 amazing, 5 years of hell, but I can handle the 5 years of hell because the 50 have been amazing. You know, he as a leader in the Pentecostal church in Australia was really the one who led the movement that we're a part of, Australian Christian churches, from 80 churches to 800 churches. We were planting churches every 2 weeks. Out of that movement came movements like ours that touched the world and has continued to touch the world. He built the largest church in Adelaide, which was the largest church in Australia for a season. And now my brother runs that church and he has churches in Atlanta, and I do here in Planet Shakers and what we're doing around the world. And the legacy is now touching millions, if not billions, of people. He, at the age of 65, decided he wasn't going to retire, he was going to refire. And he started a political party called Family First, and he went and he started in South Australia and he got into the Senate. And for 8 years, he served in a Senate. I had a text message yesterday from a person who was close to a Labor minister, actually, who said, Andrew Evans was a very impressive person. I always liked him. He was a person who reached across both sides of the aisle and showed love and dignity and honour. Even if he disagreed with people, he would stand in truth, but he'd stand with love and stand with honour. And he was amazing. When he decided to retire, he looked after small churches that were struggling. Our Northeast Campus Church, I remember when my mother passed away, he said, I just need to help churches that are going through hard times. He goes, Russell, if you know any. And at that time, YPC, which was the church, is now our Northeast Campus, was going through a very hard time, very challenging time. He came and lived with us here in Melbourne for a little period of time and looked after that church and helped it go through a season. And then Pastor Warren McMartin took over, and he eventually said, this should become a Planet Shakers church. And so our Northeast Campus is here today because of that many people. Our East Campus and our North Campus are here because they all come out of our Northeast Campus. So thousands of people. So he decided that his life was never about retirement. It was all about serving Jesus. So I'll keep going. It says this, death is swallowed up in victory. I want to read 1 Corinthians because I really think from the Message Bible, because I think it really says it well. In the resurrection scheme of things, these things has to happen. Everything perishable will be taken off the shelves and replaced by imperishable. That's us. This mortal will be replaced by immortal. Then the saying will come true, death swallowed up by triumphant life. Who got the last word, O death? Question mark. O death, who's afraid of you? It was sin that made death so frightful and frightening, and a law code of guilt that gave sin its leverage, its destruction, its power. But now in a single victorious stroke of life, all three, sin, guilt, and death are gone. The gift of our Master, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. With all these things going for us, my dear brothers and my dear friends, stand your ground. Don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for Him is a waste of time or effort. So we no need to fear death, because it is the ultimate victory if you're right with God. Sin and death was frightening, but because of Jesus, it no longer brings fear. And here I want to challenge you with what my dad would have done with his life, stand your ground. Be firm. Don't back down on your destiny. Don't back down on what the promises of God. You are a victorious person. Overwhelming victory is yours. The devil might come in like a flood, but God raises up a standard against it. Stand your ground, mighty man. Stand your ground, mighty woman. You are victorious. You are more than a conqueror. You are powerful. Stand your ground. Christ in you, the hope of glory. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Stand your ground. Then I want to put this charge to you again. Throw yourself into God's work. Nothing is a waste of time and effort. Nothing is a waste of time. Serving Jesus, nothing is a waste of time. Nothing. Nothing is a waste of time. You know, my dad would ring me and he'd go, how many souls this week? And I'd say, oh, we had 300. Oh, that's unbelievable. Russell, I'm so proud. That's revival. You know, if I could only imagine that happening. But it was my dad who stood his ground. It was my dad who took every opportunity. You know, he was one of the first people to do a TV show. Stand your ground. But sell out for Jesus. Don't miss an opportunity to be a follower of Jesus. Go after Him, because this is what awaits you. And there's so many descriptions of heaven, but I want to read Revelation 21. And then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride, beautiful, dressed for a husband. And I heard a loud shout from the throne room saying, look, God's home is now among His people. He will live with them and they will be His people. God Himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. And the one sitting on the throne says, look, I make everything new. Then he said to me, write this down. I tell you, this is trustworthy and true. And he also says, it is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end. To all who are thirsty, I give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings. I will be their God and they will be my children. But cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, and the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshippers, and liars, their fate is the lake of burning fire. This is the second death. And then on one of the seven angels who held the seven bowls containing the seven plagues came and said, come with me and I'll show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. So he took me in the spirit to a great high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, descending from heaven from God, and it shone like the glory of God and sparkled like precious stone, like jasper, as clear as crystal. The city wall was broad and high, with 12 gates guarded with 12 angels, and the names of the 12 tribes of Israel were written on these gates. And there were the three gates, each on the east side, north, south, and west. And the walls of the city had 12 foundational stones, and they were written the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Then the angel who talked to me in his hand, a gold measure measuring stick to measure the city, its gates and the walls, and he measured it and he found it was a square and it was wide. It's just a descriptive language it's doing. Its length and width and height of 1,400 miles. Then he measured the walls and they were 206 feet thick according to human standards. Then the wall was made of jasper. The city was pure gold, as clear as glass. The wall of the city was built on foundation stones and laid with 12 precious stones. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth whatever, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th that one too. And the 12 gates were made of pearl, and each gate from a single pearl. And the main street was pure gold, as clear as glass. I saw no temple in the city, the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb in its temple. And the city has no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb its light. And the nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the world will enter this city in all their glory. And it's the gates that will never be closed to the end, because there is no night there. All the nations will bring their glory and honor into the city. Nothing will be allowed, evil allowed in, nor any practices shameful idolatry and dishonor, but those, only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will get in. So when my dad graduated, he left his tent and he got a new tent, and as he goes into heaven, they look and they see, wow, they see your name, Wilfred Andrew Lever Evans. Welcome. Welcome. And then they go, wait a sec, you had a name change because you didn't like the name Wilfred, so he just kept Andrew Lever or Andrew Lee. So, Andrew Lee, okay, I see you change your name. His name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and the truth is everybody's name can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life because Jesus died upon the cross for everyone's sin. But he just didn't die for our sin. He died so we could live victorious. We can have victorious and be victorious in this life, but the ultimate victory is heaven. And I stand here today as a son who says, I miss you, Dad, but thank you that you laid your life down and set me an example to say, here I am, Lord, use me so I can enter heaven's glory. Thank you for the millions and millions of souls that have happened because you and Grandpa have gone before us and others. And so now you're a part of Hebrews 12, the great cloud of witnesses that is cheering us on. And today he's there with my mother, he's there with you, many of your relatives, and he's there and he's going, come on, Planet Shakers, come on, men and women of God, come on, you can change the world. Don't miss a moment to serve Jesus.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.